And this is the...
Those are the white tiger prawns. Those are $9.99 a pound.
Okay. I'll take half a pound of the...
Half a pound of the white tigers?
Yeah.
I'm standing in front of a fish counter at Vancouver's Granville Island. It's not too busy, and there's a pretty good variety of seafood to choose from. Apparently, I should be a little choosier with my seafood selections. I'm looking for fish containing good fat, specifically omega-3 fatty acids.
Omega-3 fats are good fats, so often people think, you know, fat is bad, but what we know is certain types of fats, one being the omega-3s, have some important health benefits, and we know that Canadians are just not getting enough.
That's Andrea Holwigner, a Calgary-based registered dietitian who came to Vancouver to spread the word about omega-3s. It should be an easy sell. They really are good for you.
Two key things that we're looking at. One is the cardiovascular benefits. So we know omega-3 fats reduce the risk of heart disease and can also treat people with higher triglycerides, which is a blood fat that floats around similar to cholesterol. Omega-3 fats decrease the stickiness of the blood, making it less likely to clot and cause heart attack or stroke. And for pregnant women, for a developing fetus, we know that omega-3s are important for fetal brain, eye, and nervous system development. So some really key things that we want to get more of.
You have to like something that can taste good and be good for you at the same time. And it's not like we haven't known about these beneficial fats for a while.
You know what? We've looked at populations like the Inuit and the Japanese for a long time, looking at their heavy fish consumption and their low risk of cardiovascular disease. And North Americans, we're just not quite up to par on our consumption of these omega-3 fats.
So get with it. Well, I think that North Americans in general still need to be told you need to eat some fish. And I mean, people here obviously love fish. Let's look at some of the ones that we have here and what are particularly good.
Okay. Well, we've got obviously probably one of the most commonly consumed fish here at the market is going to be salmon. So the fattier the fish, the more the omega-3s that you're going to see. So we've got a whole counter here of salmon, which is going to be a bit higher than what we see over here. Like the cod will be a little bit lower. So the fattier the fish, the better. One of the common things that, you know, us landlocked regions, I'm from Calgary, of course, we tend to consume a lot of our seafood from canned tuna fish, canned salmon, sardines. These are also excellent sources of omega-3s.
Getting the recommended amount of omega-3s in your diet isn't that difficult to do. Yes, you have to eat fish, but not really that much of it.
Probably the easiest message that I give my clients when I'm counseling them around getting more omega-3s is try to aim for 2 fish meals per week. So easy thing to do, you could do 1 tuna sandwich or let's say a pre-flavored canned tuna on top of a salad is one example, and then maybe pick yourself up, you know, here we've got halibut or salmon or could be, you know, sockeye here, some sort of a salmon fillet or a piece of sushi for your second meal and we're good to go for your 2 meals for that week.
And for people who just don't like fish or maybe vegetarians, you can turn to the plant world for some of your omega-3s.
The only other sources of omega-3 fats are found in things like walnuts, ground flaxseed, soybean oil, canola oil, and flaxseed oil. Those would be, you know, your really limited sort of choices when we get into these omega-3s.
Okay, so now I see a beautiful stack of hazelnuts here, but nothing in the hazelnuts.
Really not in the hazelnuts. Still good types of fats in all nuts, but when we're looking at omega-3s, walnuts is your only nut.
Andrea says your body has to convert the type of omega-3s found in plants into usable fatty acids, so fish is your best way to get them. But while we were strolling through the market, we ran into Jamie Longeman. She was selling products invented by a guy named Terry Anderson, which include flax crackers called flackers and some soft flax wraps you can stuff with tuna or salmon, for example.
Hi, I'm with CBC Radio, and I'm doing a little interview about omega-3 fatty acids.
Oh, and look what you found.
Look what we found.
And you know what? I'm particularly impressed with this one because we got, obviously, the omega-3s in your wrap, and then we got the tuna, which is going to be your extra source of omega-3s. So this is like, this is the big
pick. And also the salmon as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll try your salmon since we're talking about omega-3s today.
All right. Get your omega booster.
I'll try the salmon one.
The salmon one as well? All right, get your daily dose. So you get about 2 to 3 tablespoons of flax per roll. So you're definitely getting your daily recommended dose.
How did he come up with the idea?
He was putting on his cereal one morning and had this vision of these rolls and something different. Because he had the phyllo pastry, right? And then he just wanted something more healthier and he's been eating flax for a long time and just decided that, hey, let's try this and experiment, and it worked.
So a double dose of omega-3s pretty much took care of me for the week. While most of the studies done on omega-3 fatty acids show the heart-healthy benefits get an A grade, not all of the health claims associated with omega-3s are fully substantiated. I've put some links on my website so you can do some reading on the subject. But there's nothing wrong with eating a couple of pieces of fish every week. It could even glamorize that lonely can of sardines sitting in your cupboard. That's food for thought. I'm Don Genova.